This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the healthcare and technology channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we're speaking with Dennis McGuire, CEO of CodeBaby, where they make decision support tools and 3D intelligent virtual assistants that empower and help consumers manage and make informed healthcare, insurance, and employee benefits decisions for themselves and their families. Dennis, welcome back to eHealth Radio.
Good morning, Eric. Great to be back. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Yes, good to have you as well. So as we have now entered the second ACA open enrollment period, what has been the trend progression and what do you see evolving over the next few months or even years?
Well, you know, Eric, I think as consumers in general, what we're seeing in the online world is that so many options and alternatives are coming at us that consumers are almost being overwhelmed. So we like to talk about the idea of with our customers of the idea of quit trying to delight their customers. And really what we mean by that is there's so much clutter and so much confusion that what they really need to work on is creating kind of this idea of an online customer experience ecosystem, which gives the consumer many different options of how they want to go about interacting with the brand, finding the information, educating themselves, and beginning the whole shopping and online experience regarding their healthcare, whether that's on the provider side or on the shopping side, buying a healthcare plan. So we try and talk to our customers about more of a holistic solution so that the consumers can decide how they want to interact with the brands, and they aren't being forced down a particular traditional channel of communication that we've had historically.
So what does CodeBaby do specifically in these digital channels?
Well, we look again in this, with taking a look at this holistic approach, is that we look at creating self-service solutions that really address particular challenges around four key areas. One is the education process. One of the biggest challenges that this industry has is making sure that the consumer has many different ways to find the information, get comfortable with the content, and really understand what their challenge is going to be when they're shopping for their healthcare and benefit alternatives. And so we look at four key pillars where we try and help our customer's customer. The first pillar is around the idea of education. So really explaining terminology and differences around healthcare alternatives, plan alternatives, so that the consumer is empowered and feels comfortable with the criteria they need to make a decision around. The second area is this idea of navigation. No matter how well designed the site is, frankly, navigating and finding the specific information that the consumer is looking for can be challenging. So we help design experiences that make it easier to navigate and get the information they're looking for. And the bigger trend we're really seeing a lot of momentum and interest around is this area of decision support. So when you think about the consumer, they get educated around terminology, plan alternatives, some of the key criteria that they're going to have to make a decision on. The next real step in that shopping process and that decision-making process is, how do I take that information and apply it to myself as an individual? And so we're creating some very unique capabilities and solutions that allow the consumer to make a decision and see what the alternatives are relative to their individual specific situation. That's a very powerful capability so that they're not having to take broad general market information and can draw conclusions on their own. They're able to customize the best solutions for themselves and their particular family situation. And then the last thing is just helping through completing the process. So answering questions around different enrollment processes or data required to enroll in a healthcare product or service. And again, being there somewhat holding the hand of the consumer to answer and clarify any final terminology. So those are the areas where we're seeing the most focus, and this idea of really customizing to the individual is really gaining a lot of traction in the market.
What is a typical funnel approach like?
Well, we like to think about the healthcare journey as a process and a flow through a website, and we often refer to it as the idea of an experience stream. And so once again, we design around this idea of what's the high-level experience, what do we need to make sure we're there guiding and assisting the consumer with, and then flowing into that, those four pillars we talked about is at the highest level, we've helped with some of the self-service needs online, and now the consumer wants to really delve into what the options are for their specific situation. And so along the way, we're creating this idea of an online conversation with the customer, making sure we're answering their specific needs and not just providing general marketing information conceptually, but really answering what they're telling us that they're interested in understanding. And then based on that input, we are matching the needs of the consumer and making sure they're getting everything they need to make a decision. So we talk about starting at a high level and flowing then down into individual decision support and then driving them through the conversion and shopping and enrollment process.
Great information. Today we are with Dennis McGuire, CEO of CodeBaby, a global customer engagement company here on eHealth Radio's healthcare and technology channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dennis, how does this funnel approach work in a mobile environment, and is it any different?
Actually, it could be very similar. It depends on what the consumer is trying to accomplish, but we like to look at each form factor individually and design the experience based on that. So in many cases, you're going to do a lot of education and learning on the smaller form factors, the smartphone particularly, where the consumer maybe is traveling and out and about. So they're really looking at just gathering key information to educate themselves and clarify some of the key decision-making items they're going to have to address. And so we might design a different experience on a smartphone than we would a tablet or a desktop when they might be sitting down to do the full shopping and enrollment process when it comes to benefit choice and selection. So we'll use different elements and different tools to help accomplish each of those. One of the key factors in our design elements are the use of the human voice and really matching the emotion of the situation and the area of the website they are, so that about 40% of what consumers comprehend is through what they hear when they're visiting sites, whether on a tablet or a smartphone. So by using that human voice to help educate and communicate key information to the consumer, it drives a better overall outcome for the customer and for our clients.
Lastly, can you share with us any use case or user feedback from engaging with avatars and tools as people enrolled in health insurance?
Yeah, absolutely, Eric. Again, the customer experience is the next kind of generation of where the market's focusing, and it includes a number of different tools, including avatars or 3D interactive characters. But what we've learned through various focus groups and some of our largest customers, for example, we're dealing with this being the later generation capability, we're often dealing with the stereotype. If you go back several years, the idea with Microsoft and the talking paperclip, right, the Clippy that used to come up, and it didn't drive value. And so in many cases, consumers are still thinking that maybe that's what the experience is going to be. And so some of our research showed that before they actually interacted with these self-service tools, 1 in 10 thought they they might use it and might find it valuable. But after they went through the experience and found out, you know, how it could help them out, how it could answer some of their questions and guide them through a process, post-survey showed 9 out of 10 said they used the avatar and would definitely use it again during the enrollment process. So you're seeing that these are new tools coming to the marketplace. Many of them are evolving and much further along than even the consumer understands. And so I think as they begin to use them and interact with them more, they will find it very valuable to help accomplish what can often be a daunting challenge, you know, shopping for benefits and other healthcare products and services.
Well, tell us once again where our listeners can get more information on Code Baby and how they can actually be in potential contact as well.
Yeah, you can come to our website, which is www.codebaby.com, and see examples of some of the work product and some of the flexibility, and just, you know, let us know if you're interested in having further discussions or looking for further information.
Very good. And in conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip for the listeners on healthcare today?
Well, I think consumers, it's a very rapidly changing world, as you're aware, but the access that consumers have to new tools and capabilities online are constantly changing and will really, they'll find them, I believe, very helpful to, you know, to helping manage and engage in their healthcare products. And I just urge all consumers to find the tools that they see in the most value out of, and use them to engage and really take control of this new consumerism that's taking over the healthcare space and basically own their own healthcare and the responsibilities that go with it.
It's CodeBaby.com. Dennis, thanks as always for joining us once again here on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
You bet. We've been speaking with Dennis McGuire, CEO of Code Baby, where they make decision support tools and 3D intelligent virtual assistants that empower and help consumers manage and make informed health care, insurance, and employee benefits decisions for themselves and their families. And once again, the website of reference is CodeBaby.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Healthcare and Technology Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening, and until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.